Message number 545. How you suffer behind your badge of atheism. Monday, September 10, 2012 at 06:00 p.m. My dearly beloved daughter, the time for the world to finally realize that God does exist is close. To all those who boast of their atheism, which they wear like a proud badge of honor, I say this. When the time comes and when you can see the truth as I give it to you, you will still be fueled with doubts. Know that your doubts, which are at this time not present because you think you know the truth, are a curse. It is Satan who seduces you first and then curses you. You are a child of God, and you have been blinded to the truth in order to prevent you from entering the new paradise on earth promised to humanity by my Father. When you are presented with the truth and when the doubts still torment you, please ask me to help you. Just one word, just one call is all that you need. Here is what I want you to say to me. Crusade Prayer, 76, The Atheist Prayer. Jesus, help me to accept the love of God as it is being shown to me. Open my eyes, my mind, my heart, and my soul so that I can be saved. Help me to believe by filling my heart with your love. Then hold me and save me from the torment of doubt. Amen. My poor souls, how you suffer behind your badge of atheism. How you constantly strive to harden your hearts to the truth of the existence of God. How you constantly try to recruit other souls to accept your beliefs. Why do you think this is? Why do you think you put so much energy and effort into shouting your beliefs? It is to prove that the existence of God is false. Don't you know that when you do this, your efforts are full of passion? Why is it that such passion can amount to such hatred of God? If God does not exist, then why do you hate Him? How can you hate someone who in your eyes does not exist? Satan is your God, yet you probably do not believe that he exists anyway. What you do not know is that he controls your mind as he fills it with a lie. How I weep for you. How I still love you. How I yearn to save you before it is too late. Your Jesus.